Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalayim Pesachim Daf Nun. Hey, we're starting near the top of the Halacha Beis, and the Vilna's Daf is at the end of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored by Leilui Nishmas Mars Memusar Bas Yaakov Moshe Har Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. So we continue discussing roasting the Karban Pesach. The Mishnah says Ein Tzonas HaPesach Loi B'Shpud V'Loi B'Askala. No roasting the Karban Pesach with a Shpud. That's a metal spit. We already mentioned this previously. That's because since with metal we apply the principle of Cham Tosa Cham Kulay, that when part of it gets hot, that heat gets conducted throughout the entire thing, and that means that the inside of the Karban Pesach, which is touching the spit, is not being roasted by the fire, rather by the hot spit. And also an askalo, which is often translated as a grill or grate or something like that, that's also going to roast the Karban Pesach, not because of the fire, but because of the heat of the grill, therefore no using these things. Now, Amar Tzadik, Rav Tzadik tells us, there's a story from Gamliel, Sha'amar L'Tavi Avdai, he told Tavi, his slave, he's a famous slave, he was actually a Talmud Chacham, save it, slay Lonu as a Pesach al askalo, go and roast the Karban Pesach for us on an askalo, on a grill or grate. And so we see clearly the Rav Gamliel argues with a Chamim. We have another din, Nagab Acharsei Shel Tanur. Let's say part of the Karban Pesach touched the cheres, touched the earthenware part of the oven. He has to peel off that spot which touched the oven. That's because it didn't get roasted by the fire. It got roasted by the heat of the oven itself. And so he has to peel off that part. Now let's say, some of the juice of the Karban Pesach dripped onto the cheres of the tanur and splashed back onto the Karban Pesach. So then, he has to take that place. The previous thing we mentioned was, he just peels off the meat. That's a thin layer. Yitolas Makayim is taking more meat. It's actually the thickness of a finger. That's because since this juice got cooked by the wall of the oven and then went back onto the meat and actually embedded itself in the meat, so that's why more spot has to be taken off. And lastly, Notaf Me Rotvay Ala Soiles, let's say some of the juice of the Karban Pesach dripped onto some flour, which we're going to see in the Gemara is referring to hot flour. Yikmaitas Makayimai, he has to take a whole kaimitz, a whole scoopful out of that flour. This juice is usher to eat because also it's been cooked by the heat of the flour, not by the heat of the fire. Therefore, one has to take it and burn it. Tzadik Gemara brings a source, how we know that the Karban Pesach has to be roasted just by fire, not by anything else. That's because the Pasuk says, Tzli Eish, roasted by fire, Vloit Tzli Shpid, not roasted by the spit, Vloit Tzli Kedera, not roasted by a pot, Vloit Tzli Askala, not roasted by a grill or grate, Vloit Tzli Mateches, not roasted by any other metal, Vloit Tzli Koldover, and not roasted by anything else other than pure fire. But now the Gemara asks on this, from a din regarding Saras, we know there's many different ways Saras can come on a person, and one of those has to do with a burn, namely a person got a burn, and as we're going to see right now, as the burn starts healing, some sort of skin discoloration, which looks like it could be tzaras, starts forming, and so there's a possibility that might be tzaras. Now, in discussion of this, the pasuk says, michvas esh, a burn of fire. Now, yachol meireres, you might think that this is considered tzaras, even if the burn is still fresh, it still has pus coming out of it, tamaloymer. So on that, the pasuk says, v'haysa michyas ha-michva, that the healed michva, the healed burn, that was developing tzaras. So we see that it has to be a little bit healed. It can't be a pure fresh burn that's not healed at all. Now, the Brisa says, in Mechaz HaMichva, we just said this pasuk, Yochim, I think, Asha Teyosa Tzalekes, that has to completely become a scar, meaning this burn has to completely heal, and only then, if Tzaras forms, do we say it's Tamei. So that's why the pasuk also says, Mechvas Eish, it's a burn of fire, which is Mashma, that the burn is still here because of the fire, namely, it's not fully healed. HaKetzad, how do we understand this? Chaysa V'loi Chaysa, that means it's healed, but not fully healed. In other words, the burn has to be partially healed, but not fully healed, and only then, if Tzaras develops, we could say it's Tamei. But not if it's not healed at all, and not if it's fully healed. And Mechinu Amr Lamaton, also the pasuk later on says, so Reves HaMichva Hi, this is the dry skin of the Michva of the burn, and it tells us, Ache Tikrim Keklipas Hashom, there has to be some sort of membrane that's formed, like a garlic peel, and it's only at that point that if Tzaras starts forming, we say, okay, it could be Tamei. But if it hasn't started healing to that point yet, then it wouldn't be Tamei. Now, from this part of the Braisa that we just quoted, there is no question yet. It's really from the continuation of the Braisa, which the Gemara does not bring, that's where the question comes from, because the Braisa then discusses what type of burn the Torah is referring to that Tzaras could potentially come from, and over there the Drasha has made that even if the burn isn't directly from fire, still we could say that this Tzaras is Tamei. And so therefore the question is, over here we say this, we said in our Gemara that Tzli Eish tells us it has to be roasted only by fire and not some sort of derivative, not some sort of side thing that was heated by fire. It has to be heated by fire itself, as opposed to by Michva, by Tzaras that could come from a burn, even if that burn didn't come from the fire, it still could be considered Tzaras. Seems to be a contradiction. So Amar Blazer, Blazer answers no. Taman, over there, when we're talking about the Karban Pesach, Tzli Eish, Ki Im Tzli Eish. The pasuk repeats itself. One pasuk tells us it has to be roasted by fire. The next pasuk says, Ki Im Tzli Eish, which is a repetition. What do we learn from here? Shana Lamakasav Li'ikov. The pasuk repeats itself in order to say that it's Ma'akev. We have to have it. It's only if the Karban Pesach is roasted directly by the fire and not by something else that was heated by the fire. From Hachay, over here, meaning we're dealing with Tzaras, all the pasuk says is that that the healed burn developed some sort of discoloration, which might be tzaras. What do we learn from here? Mikol makom, it could be any sort of burn, because it just calls it a mechva, a burn, and it doesn't necessarily say a burn by fire. So that's one answer, how tzaras is different than Karm Pesach. Don't hang on based on the top, on Rosh Hashanah of Duma, he gives a different answer. Taman over there by Karm Pesach, chuka, taira, ma'akev. It has the word chuka and has the word taira, and that teaches us that it's ma'akev. It says the word zais chukas ha-pesach, and it says the word taira achas, and we know that anytime it says the word taira or chuka, which over here, again, by Karm Pesach, it says both, that's an ikuv. That tells us we have to do precisely as the pasuk says, meaning it has to be roasted only by fire and not some sort of side thing that was heated by fire. B'hacha ma'islach, over here, by tzaras, what do you have? There's no word taira or chuka, and therefore the burn that developed tzaras could come from anything, not just fire. Now we're going to discuss the part of the Mishnah where Gamliel argues with a chamim and the whole tavi his slave to go roast the Karm Pesach on a grill or grate. So the question is, lest Rabbi Gamliel tzli eish? Rabbi Gamliel doesn't have his drasha of tzli eish? And the answer is, isle Pesach Mitzrayim tzli eish, ein Pesach Adairis tzli eish, only by Pesach Mitzrayim, which is the first carbon Pesach we ever brought. It's about that Pesach which is said tzli eish and has to be roasted directly by fire. But all the Pesachim in all subsequent generations were allowed to be roasted by something else other than fire. So that's why he told tavi that he could roast it on a grate. Now we have a different answer on Rabbi Yisrael Bon. Rabbi Gamliel, we take out the word loy, avad toldas eish ke'esh, he treats the told of eish just like eish, meaning something that was heated by fire is considered just like fire itself, and therefore according to this, Rabbi Gamliel would hold that even Pesach Mitzrayim, the first Pesach ever brought, was allowed to be roasted on a grill, because that's considered the same thing as being roasted directly by fire, whereas Rabbanan, loy avdin toldas eish ke'esh, the Rabbanan don't hold that toldas eish is like eish. Now the Gemara has a question that it concludes with, it doesn't have an answer to it. Rabbi Gamliel chalak ha-chachamim v'ayis ha-locha ki-yotzebay. Rabbi Gamliel argues with the chachamim, and he actually acted on it. Usually find that when we have a das yachid, when we have an individual arguing with the majority, that might be in the theoretical halacha, but in practice, in practical application, that yachid doesn't act on his own psak, and he goes like the majority, even though that's not how he personally holds. So Rabbi Gamliel tell his servant to roast it on a grate, which is clearly like his own psak, and that's not like the rabbim. And again, we don't have an answer to this question. Now the Gemara goes on to explain why the pasuk has to be so wordy. The pasuk tells us, al teichlu menuna, don't eat from the Karm Pesach ra, ubashom ubashom vayim, or cooked in water, ki imsli eish, it has to be roasted by fire. Why all these words? Sigmar tells us, ilu amr loisachemenu ki imsli eish, if the pasuk only told us the following, only eat from it, roasted by fire, v'loin amar na, and it didn't use the word na, which means raw, ha'yisi amr, I would say, that hivavoy v'tzlayoy mutter, that if he singed it and then roasted it, it's permitted to eat. Even though it's not fully roasted and it's partially raw, he still roasted it, therefore, havatzayr chushi amar na, that's what the pasuk has to say, na, that's not to be eaten raw. Also, ay ilu amr loisachemenu ki imsli eish, if the pasuk only said that it has to be roasted by fire, v'loy amr bashel, and it didn't say the word cooked, so a yisiyamer, I would say, shalkai utzloyoy, that if he overcooked it and then roasted it, yehi mutter, it should be permitted, because at the end of the day he roasted it. Havatzar chushiyamer ubashel, that's why the pasuk also has to say ubashel, that it's not allowed to be cooked. Even if you're going to roast it, it's not allowed to be cooked beforehand. We continue, ay ilu amr atechumenu kiimsli eish ubashel, we have to add that word in. If the pasuk only said that it has to be roasted by fire and it's not allowed to be eaten cooked, v'loy amr mivushel, and it didn't use a double ashoin of bashel mivushel, a yisiyamer, I would say, bishla yutzloyoy, that if he cooked it and then roasted it, yehi mutter should be permitted. Therefore, based off everything we just said, havatzar chushiyamer na, vatzar chushiyamer bashel, vatzar chushiyamer mavushel, that's why the pasuk has to say the word na, bashel, and mavushel to emphasize that it's not just enough to roast the Karm Pesach, it has to be only roasted, and it's not allowed to be raw and roasted, or cooked or overcooked and roasted. It's just allowed to be roasted, and that's it. More discussions about the Karm Pesach. Achol kezayis na ba'idyoyim. Let's say he ate a kezayis of Karm Pesach raw, but it was ma'idyoyim. It was before Pesach started. So it's tonight Tony Chayiv, it's tonight Tony Potter. Some say it's Chayiv, some say it's Potter. Madam Chayiv, the one who says it's Chayiv, that's because Al Teichlu Menu Na, when the Pasuk says, don't eat from it, Na, that's Mikol Makom, at any point in time, even though it's not Lel HaSeder, it's Erev Pesach, there's still an Isra to eat from it, Na. Whereas Madam Potter, the one who says it's Potter, that's because B'shashu Hu Bekom Achol Tzli, Hu Baal Teichlu Na. It's only when he has a Chiyuv that he should eat it roasted, which is Lel Seder, then he has an Isra to eat it, Na. Whereas B'shashu Ainu Bekom Achol Tzli, if there's no Chiyuv to eat it roasted, because Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to even eat that Erev Pesach, ain't about Teichel Na, so there's no Isser of eating it raw. We have a similar machlokes, Shavar by Etzem by Adyam. Let's say he broke a bone of the Karm Pesach, Erev Pesach. We know that a bone's not allowed to be broken in it, as the Pasuk says, Beferosh. So it's Tanya Tanya Chayiv, it's Tanya Tanya Potter, Loza Tish Chayiv, Loza Tish Potter, and Mandamar Chayiv. The one who says he's Chayiv, that's because the Pasuk says, Etzem Leisish Bru Bai, a bone of it should not be broken, we call Makim at any point in time, even Erev Pesach. Whereas the Mandamar Potter, according to Mandamar Potter, that's because Beshasha ain't become a Chalot Sli, ain't Mishoma Etzem says Brubai. If it's a time that he doesn't have the chiyuv to eat it roasted, so he doesn't have an iser of breaking the bone. Whereas Bashashu Bukuma Chatzli, Homishom Be'etzma says Brubai, if he has a chiyuv to eat it roasted, that's Lel Seder. It's only at that point in time that he's chayiv if he breaks a bone in it. And now explaining the last part of the Mishnah, where we had three different cases where part of the Pesach itself touched the side of the oven. We said we have to peel that part off and it gets burned. The next was where some of the juice splashed onto the wall of the oven, then splashed back onto the Pesach, and a more significant part has to be taken off, and that's also burned. And now we just discussed these two cases. The Gemara says, Noga b'charsa shatanur, if the Pesach itself touched the wall of the oven, so psol gufu, that's psol haguf, that's because the Karm Pesach itself was cooked by a heat source that's not allowed to be cooked by, so that means there's something wrong with that part of the Karm Pesach itself. It's called a psol guf, v'nisar f'miyan, it gets burned right away, as we learned 2 daf ago, that kachim, which have psol guf, gets burned right away, whereas in the next case, when some of the juice dripped onto the oven and then splashed back onto the Pesach, psol machshir, who that's called a psol machshir, that means it's a psol from an external source. That's because the juice was cooked by something it's not allowed to be cooked by, and then the juice itself went back onto the Pesach, and therefore v'tan sura, we have to wait for ibur sura, which means this piece of meat has to be left overnight, and only then it's burned. Now, last case is not that when some of the juice drops onto flour, we said that we have to take off a whole scoop of that where it is in the flour, and that also gets burned. And chibur adus says b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish hadad tema b'ray sachas. That's only when the flour itself is boiling. So it's the flour which cooked the juice of the Pesach, and since the juice was cooked by something it's not allowed to be, therefore it's pasul. Aval b'tzaynenis. But if the flour was cold, and let's say the juice of the Karm Pesach was hot and caused the flour to be cooked, so shari, that's a proper girsa, it's permitted. And why is that? Amar Blazer loy amar Tyro hu lo yitzas acherim ella hu lo yitzale machmas acherim. The Torah never says that the Karm Pesach is not allowed to roast other things. Rather, it's not allowed to be roasted by other things. So when the juice of the Karm Pesach gets cooked by hot flour, so that passes the juice because it was cooked or roasted by the flour. But when the hot juice of the Karm Pesach is the cause of the flour getting cooked, that doesn't aser anything. There's no iser in the Torah for this, and therefore it's completely permitted. We're going to stop here for the day. I pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel, continue to discuss the Karm Pesach being roasted. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.